I hope you've got all the like the original audio so you can like make a compilation of all the fuck ups.
I probably will. I'll make an outtake episode one.
It's always the beginning. Just drag out the beginning. I'm a recording.
What? Don't look
I'm
at me like this.
Waiting for you to start the episode.
Don't be such a little bitch. Jamie, let's talk about things.
Shut up. Carrot, start the fucking episode.
It's live. It's Saturday night.
No, it's not.
It's not?
It's Monday.
Monday night.
Okay.
Let's redo the Death Note opening. Shyamalan.
Why can't you be like a normal person? It's frustrating. Yeah.
Car. I'm a bird. Car.
What?
It's the least convincing bird.
Okay.
Car.
You're just saying the word car.
Car.
Okay. Mm.
That's a bird saying Khan. Gah. It's the worst joke ever. Get kid back, get kid. Get kid back, get kid.
Oh, come on, we're gonna start this.
No it's one's gonna get that.
Nearly 12.
Yeah,
already.
Sorry, that's that. Grindhouse Releasing is back. So we're going to be...
Oh, right, okay.
That doesn't mean they're going to make more Grindhouse.
Yeah.
That just means we'll be getting more releases, DVD
Well, we
releases.
Never even got the original... in the UK, we never got the original Grindhouse.
No.
I mean...
Oh, the original...
The original Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez Grindhouse. Not the Grindhouse from yesterday.
Yeah, no, we never even got it.
No, we never got it.
I did manage to... get a copy of it and
did
watch
you?
It. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
It was awesome. When you watch it as one, but it's long. It's like 3 hours long.
Is it? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's literally these two movies.
I thought it
together.
Was like 250 minute things with bits in between, but...
I mean, it doesn't feel like it because they've kind of shortened each of those movies.
Yeah.
And it works better.
Which Death Proof desperately needed to be shortened.
But no, this is Grindhouse Releasing. It's just a production company that distributes those old Grindhouse movies.
Okay.
So there'll be loads that we haven't even heard of that'll probably come out.
Yeah.
On DVD.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
If it's in the Star Love and they keep it up.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Mm. Oh god, the next thing I'm not looking forward to. Yeah. Harry Hill.
Yeah, I know Harry Hill. Now, for anyone who isn't
because
like,
this
born
is really
bred UK, Harry Hill is like an extremely over the top cliche. comedian who also happens to be a doctor, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
But he went from being a doctor to being a comedian. But he hasn't
quite
really
surreal. He used to have his own show.
Harry Hill is kind of like a character in itself.
Yeah,
you know, he has like big collar and glasses, and he wears a purple suit most of the time. I guess.
Yeah. And no, it's like a black suit.
All right. Yeah. But okay.
With
so,
a white shirt.
Yeah. And. He's a caricature of a caricature, I guess, and some people really like him, and I can understand why, I guess.
To be fair, he's not so bad.
No, I know, but it's just very basic sort of humour.
Yeah.
Which I know, but the thing is, because of that, it translates quite well, and therefore, European-wide, he's actually quite famous.
Yeah.
So...
But in America, I don't think they're
famous. No, not at all.
Which is why... They want to start shooting a movie, a Harry Hill movie, and it's like, who's going to watch that?
I've got a couple of friends I need to tell that to, because I know they're going to be happy.
Like, I would watch it on TV. It's like, oh, the Harry Hill movie. It's just like, okay, I'll watch a bit of it, like 10 minutes of it.
Like, it's weird, actually, because...
But I'm not going to go to the cinema. Like,
no,
you're not going to go
no.
see a Keith Lemon movie.
No stand-up comedian or character comedian has ever done a film based on their character, have they?
Well, there's the Alan Partridge movie is coming out.
But that's not out.
That's not out.
Yeah.
But that looks alright.
See, I'd watch that.
I'd watch that, yeah.
But that's because Alan Partridge is amazing.
Because Steve Coogan's proven himself to be a good actor as well as...
But also quite versatile. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
Was Harry Hill? I've only ever seen him do Harry Hill, like, on TV. So I don't know how that's going to work. All right. Warners want to give Dungeons & Dragons another go. Because the first Dungeons & Dragons movie was terrible.
I haven't seen that.
It's really funny, like... But you're just going to cringe.
How can you do a Dungeons & Dragons film? I mean, it's like, it's a self-generated kind of experience. So
you need to make it in kind of like those old swords and sorcery movies, like Lady Hawk or something.
Yeah, but then you don't need Dungeons & Dragons to be in the title. You just be like, this is a fantasy epic.
Yeah, it's true.
I think, no, Hollywood's got a problem at the moment in the sense that they have to tie... And it kind of relates to the film we're going to talk about. But it has to tie to a known franchise, like a known thing. Like, it has to be Greek mythology, or it has to be, you know, some kind of mythological thing. Otherwise, we won't be able to pull in the audiences by the name alone.
Yeah.
Like, don't take any risks, you know. Oh, fuck's sake.
I don't know. I mean... You need to watch the original Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Yeah.
Regardless, because it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've seen Labyrinth. That's kind of.
They should make it like Labyrinth. Although.
No.
Maybe not.
I really hate Labyrinth.
Shane Black, who's the director of Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
He wants to bring Doc Savage to the big screen. Do you know Doc Savage?
No.
It was a comic book.
Yeah.
Like a serial, I guess. And they made a movie.
Yeah.
At one point, I'm going to say something stupid.
Yeah.
I think it was the 70s. And I used to love that movie. It was about this guy. It was called Doc Savage, the Man of Bronze. It was this tall, blonde dude.
Yeah.
Who was really strong, I guess. Who lived in the Arctic Circle or something.
Okay.
He's like a superhero. Mm. From, like, kind of Indiana Jones, I guess. But just sillier. And he just went into those adventures and fought. I think...
Superpowers?
Not really. He's just strong and smart.
Okay, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and he's a doctor, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good.
So Sherlock Holmes crossed with Indiana Jones.
Yes, yeah. It was pretty cheesy, but it was good.
Yeah.
Like, the movie knew it was cheesy.
Yeah, so that's always good.
Yeah, so it was funny. Right. But you know, in the French version...
It's the French version.
Not the French version, but the dubbed version. Dear. They made his voice silly.
Yeah.
Purposely. Because they were like, this movie is clearly a joke. We'll make him have a silly voice. So the whole time he's like, like the whole movie. Never watch the French version. Yeah. Or watch it if you just want to just see something messed up.
Yeah.
But they screwed up that movie. And in that movie, the original Doc Savage movie, there was Doc Savage had his own theme song.
Yeah.
It was pretty epic. It's like they wanted it to be like a proper franchise. Yeah, just a little bit of it.
Sounds very 50s.
Yeah. It's almost like some kind of weird propaganda film.
I know. It's more like Captain America type.
Yeah, thing. I guess, yeah. It would be that type. But I think the comics were slightly more serious.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people hated that movie. And, well, very few people actually saw it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they want to reboot that, fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind that. But it's going to be a flop. It's going to be like John Carter. Yeah.
The thing is, I don't mind them rebooting things that kind of either people have forgotten about. Because I just hate the fact that they reboot things that were already around. Like, the Hulk got rebooted, I think, 3 times within one decade.
Well, actually... Yeah, some uninteresting news, but it's still news. Kenneth Branagh, director of Thor and probably better movies.
Yeah.
Like Hamlet and shit. He's directing Cinderella. Which will star Helena Bonham Carter as the fairy godmother.
Oh, right. God. I'm so glad you didn't say what I thought you were going to say.
She's not going to be Cinderella.
Who's going to be Cinderella? Naomi Watts. God, I'd hate that.
No. They don't know yet. They're still looking into it. Robert Downey Jr.
Kira Knightley.
I'm not going to see that if she's in that.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't see.
I've just been avoiding her films. And even if it's a film I want to see, I'm like, she's in it. Fuck!
Not that they do it because it doesn't quite fit, but Jessica Alba.
Oh, please don't put her in any more movies, like, ever. She's terrible.
Well, I don't know why I'm just saying terrible actress.
Yeah, no, I mean, Naomi Watts is eons better than fucking...
It should be sort of Emma Thompson. Is it Emma Thompson?
Emma Thompson?
Emma Stone, sorry.
Oh, Emma Stone. Nah, she's too... I don't know.
Natalie Portman. There you go, Natalie Portman.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll give you maybe Natalie Portman.
Like her, so.
She's still annoying. Robert Downey Jr. has confirmed that he will be in Avengers 2 and 3.
Wow.
But he hasn't confirmed there's an Iron Man 4, which I honestly hope there isn't.
Good.
I think that's
after the last one.
No, I think they should stop now with Iron Man movies.
Just do the Avengers sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because Iron Man, I mean, I like it.
I kind of hope, though, that they're going to be able to keep all the other guys, like Jeremy Renner and Renner, sorry.
I don't know why they haven't made a Hawkeye film. I know his story's not that interesting, but...
I don't think you need to. But it's like, I wonder with some of the actors... Are they going to be able to keep all the different actors in into the film? Or are they going to start swapping them out?
I wonder
or making up excuses like Thor's somewhere else.
I want them to do something a bit like Heroes, where Hawkeye goes back in time to like samurai times, and that explains the purple suit, and then he comes back to our time,
right.
And he's got the fucking purple suit with the arch, and you know, that'd be awesome. Just any excuse to put those guys in their original suits.
I guess.
Because
everyone else kind of has an explanation for why they're in their suit.
I really want the X-Men to be in the next Avengers, though, but that's not going to happen, is it?
Wolverine could be.
Yeah, maybe one of them.
Like, one of them. Like, you can't have too many, because it'd take over the film.
Yeah. But they need to keep some sort of novelty for the Avengers 2 and 3, because the novelty of the first one was the whole point of it. Like, that these guys...
They might start introducing Fantastic Four or something.
I don't mind that. Just have something new every time. Otherwise, if it's the same people, that's going to be boring.
Yeah. Quickly.
This is...
Maybe not have the Hulk in it.
Leave the Hulk alone. Arnold Schwarzenegger is back again.
You already said he's back.
He's double back.
He's double back.
He's going to star in a zombie movie.
Oh, God.
Called Maggie. I think it's going to be called Maggie.
He's back to doing shit films again.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind so much, but... I don't know, they've just...
He picked up right where he left off.
Kind of. But... I don't know. I was hoping he was just going to do smaller roles in other films. And not do whole films himself, but...
But his acting has actually somehow gotten worse.
Has it?
Yeah. Like, he can't deliver, like, one-liners well now. Because he's just showing up on set, and they're just like, say this, and then he says it.
He is funny, though. He's still funny. That's the thing. No, he is. Because I saw, like, you know they had, like, YouTube comedy...
Oh, the Comedy Week thing, yeah.
He did, like, a little intro to it.
That was alright.
I thought that was quite funny. I thought he was quite good.
Yeah.
Like, he played this kind of old man quite well.
Yeah.
You know, not as... He didn't play... Like, I don't think he can play action hero anymore.
No.
But he can play... yeah, but he can sort of play, like, general.
Comedy Week!
They should... Yeah, anyway. It'd be great if they did, like, a World War II film with him in it.
Oh my god. As a Nazi.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That would be funny.
Oh yeah. World War II is always
But like a fantasy like Inglorious Bastards style.
Something like that, maybe.
You know.
Where we follow the Nazis fighting back against the Inglorious Bastards and killing them. Which is what happens anyway. Well, not really.
Whatever, whichever way.
What do you mean whichever? I don't want to see a Nazi movie.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdo. I'm putting you to sleep. No, I'm not saying I'm going to kill Jamie. It's just because he yawned.
Sorry.
So
that's
literally putting him to sleep. But I will put him to sleep as well one day. Felicity Jones might be playing the Black Cat in Spider-Man 2. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, sorry. Yeah, the black cat, that sexy black
cat. Yeah, no, I remember from the animated.
But she, I don't know what she's been in. She's English. She's been in a few. She's been like shitty movies, like Chalet Girl, and stuff like that. But she's
okay. Well, she's
kind of hot, so that could work.
I did like the fact that they didn't do Mary Jane, you know.
Well, that's the thing. They were gonna do it. They were gonna have her in the next movie,
yeah.
But there was a problem with the actress. I didn't really understand what went on. But they're gonna have to recast her now.
Okay.
And they've already shot some of her stuff. So that's kind of fucked things up a little bit. So they don't know what they're doing with that now.
Yeah.
But I mean, you need to have that Gwen Stacy, Mary Jane, like transition.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's just, I don't know. I'm really kind of skeptical this film is anything but ego worship.
Yeah, it's basically if The Social Network liked its character.
Yeah.
Because, like, Social Network knows its character's a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's why that film's good, because it's interesting.
Mm.
See how he screws over.
I don't discount what Steve Jobs did was important, but it's not as important as a lot of other people. And also, yeah, we have to remember, he made products, right, for mass loads of profit. And as we're finding out more and more now, how Apple evaded tax and how the, you know, especially now with the whole NSA type stuff as well, how they've been colluding with the government and stuff like that. It's like, then, and this obviously all took place when Steve Jobs was alive as well. So, you know, he was part of all this kind of stuff. Just because he died recently, it doesn't negate the fact that he was a part of it when it was going on while he was alive. Yeah. I mean,
they do touch upon, like, the darker aspects of his character, but it's, like, really briefly in the trailer. Most of it is just, like, Apple is
America has this thing about celebrating entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but I would very much want to celebrate other people first that were humanitarians before anything else, you know?
And it as a film, it just looks like a generic biopic. It's just like, the trailer's just like, oh, something bad happens, he's all sad. Yeah. Something, you know, annoying happens. It can't
be a terribly exciting film because
cut to it's him being about all a angry
businessman, you know?
Yeah. No, is but it, they try and make it so that, oh, like, they're building.
But he didn't do the really exciting things, which was design the fucking iPod. Yeah, he might have come up with the idea, but he didn't, like, go ahead
the
and.
The idea.
Yeah, but it's.
Idea.
But how much do we really know? That's the other thing as well. It's because the thing is that the person who gets overlooked is Steve Wozniak, who was the co-founder.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they'll touch on it. They'll try and do a Social Network thing.
You know, I want to know who plays Steve Wozniak in the film.
I didn't catch that, actually. Yeah. I'll have to look into it.
Anyway, it's a company, right? It's a company. Let's make some films about actual humanitarians.
Yeah, because now it's like
Nelson Mandela.
Now they're just making excuses to make ad movies.
Yeah.
Like, Social Network, it's a good movie, but it's still an ad for Facebook, in a way, because they mentioned that fucking thing so many times.
Yeah.
And
Actually, they've already made a film of Aung San Suu Kyi. The Burmese leader who was imprisoned for many years, called The Lady, and it's Michelle Yeoh who plays.
I saw that. I didn't see,
but it's like I'd rather have films like that than have films about Steve Jobs.
Yeah, and there was that Google movie with fucking Owen Wilson.
Oh yes, Vince
Vaughn, the internship.
Yes, can we stop worshipping these
now? There's going to be a YouTube movie and shit.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
I don't know. They're going too far.
A YouTube movie.
They just I don't like
won't movie. Be on YouTube.
Like, we talked last time about Space Jam. That was an ad as well. The whole thing was an ad for fucking shoes and fucking
NBA and things like that.
Anyway.
Okay. I love fucking radio talks. Great.
You still listen to radio?
Like 90s radio. So, whoopee!
Oh my god. Whoopee.
Whoopee! Welcome to the morning's announcement. Welcome to the morning's announcements with Jeff.
Yeah, this sucks as a name.
There was an episode of...
It's like when Brad Pitt was Jerry.
There was an episode of Family Guy where, like, Stewie and Brian become those sort of kinds of radio hosts where they're trying to do something serious, and then it just becomes fucking so shite.
Shite.
I'm going to turn it off a bit.
Shite.
All right. Are we ready? Audio testing.
Yeah, we're fine now.
Your mother's a whore.
Stop talking the truth.
Domestic abuse is happening in this house.
What? In this house?
In this house. Someone save me.
I'm sitting on your mum right now.
Okay.
Say something.
I'm being abused.
By my finger. Keep some grunts for the Ben Affleck news.
Now flamingo!
Oh, Jesus. What?
I've had 17 coffees.
Alright, welcome. You bastard.
Oh, dear. Alright, start when you want to.
Alright, hello and welcome to The Big Rewind. Hello and welcome to the second episode of The Big Rewind, where we, second, third. Alright! It's a good start. God.
Do it again.
I always fuck it up. At least three times.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the second, third.
You fucking asshole!
It's fine. Alright. Hello and welcome to this third episode of Big Rewind, where me and my friend Jamie, say hello.
Hello.
Talk about new movies, like upcoming movies, movie news, stuff like that. And then rewind back to talk about older movies and recommend and not recommend some retro films. So yeah, without further ado, let's get started with the big news. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry. Oh, God.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Play it, Sam.
What? Sam.
That's the line. Yeah. It's not play it again.
It's play it, Sam.
Yeah, it's just play
four
it, Sam.
Four times six.
No, is it? Is it? Oh, right. Okay. Whatever.
I would like it if they truly abandoned the old stuff, because that's the thing they've done.
They like
a big Hollywood film with the name Star Trek. They try and take what they want and interpret it the way they want, and then take what they think would be cool to add and just mash it together and see if it all fits together.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it doesn't all fit together. There are good moments.
No,
bad
yeah, I agree. It doesn't all gel. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you were saying that it's a bit like fan fiction, really.
Yeah, it is fan fiction.
Which it is. It's fan fiction. Like these new two movies are more like homages to the movies and the original series. So you can't really take them seriously as part of the main canon.
What I don't get is, like, Kirk, new guy, new character, new direction. Spock, a weird mashup of two different directions, old and new. And then Scotty, really trying hard to be the old character. Bones, really trying hard to be the old character. Uhura, new direction, but horribly done. You know, it's just like...
They give her more stuff to do, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And Scotty, they give him more stuff to do, but it matters at least.
Sulu, again, is just... He's like a kid. They treat him like a kid in this
one. He's got one good moment where he's captain for like 2 minutes.
I know, but they do treat him like a kid.
But this guy, John Cho...
He does look like one as well. Yeah,
so. John Cho needs to show some kind of... something else. Like, he needs to show some kind of charisma, because George Takei was really charismatic.
Yeah.
He had this awesome voice, and I don't know, he was just a really good character. So when he would flip out in the show, it was like, oh my god, this is going to be awesome. This guy is pretty boring.
Yeah.
He's a pretty boring Sulu. He needs to do something awesome or smile at one point. He looks miserable.
Yeah, I know.
Joss Stuck is always smiling. He's a happy guy. I don't know.
All right, enough.
So overall, the big question, okay, would you recommend it? And if so, who would you recommend it to?
Yeah, that's...
You can't!
That's my thing. I would recommend it to anyone who doesn't, like, who isn't really into Star Trek. Right? Anyone who just wants to see an action film and have a bit of fun, go see it.
But
right?
That's
you'll,
the thing.
You'll like some things about it.
That's the thing. They will, but they won't get the Wrath of Khan stuff.
No, I know, but you'll still enjoy it.
Yeah.
But if you're
you need to kind of be in between.
I know, in a sense, right? If you're a casual Star Trek fan, you'll like this. If you're not, and you really like the Star Trek universe, and you get a lot of where this kind of stuff is coming from, the references and stuff like that, I don't recommend it, because you'll feel a certain pain like I feel, which is kind of, you feel slightly violated a little bit, like your either your childhood or your nostalgia is slightly
I'm still
violated.
Feeling the violated effects of Iron Man 3, so...
Yeah, but there's no nostalgia to destroy there. Here you've got an enormous fan base.
Yeah.
That, in my opinion, you do have to respect to a certain degree.
I think they respect them, but the way they've rebooted this whole thing is hit and miss to begin with. So I think
it may seem noble.
They want to
of
please
directors. Yeah, no, but the thing is, it may seem noble of directors to be like, "Oh, we're going in a new direction with this guy, and I'm trying to do it the way that I want to do it." But we know, in practical terms, that's bullshit. Because the thing is, they're gonna try and appeal to the lowest common denominator with these types of films, and in essence, that's what this film does. It does appeal to the lowest common denominator.
It's really the definition of a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
In that it tries to appeal, like the old Star Trek films.
Yeah.
Not all of them, like especially Star Trek the Motion Picture, didn't try to appeal to everyone.
But there's one thing I think they miss throughout this whole thing, through the first one and this one, is the ideology of the Federation. The Federation just takes such a massive backseat to this because, you know, because I know that everyone's involved in the Federation in this one. And that's also weird. There's no, apart from like the very first scene, there's no exploring, there's no...
I mean, that's the thing.
Beyond, you know, it's all origin stuff to that kind of thing.
I mean,
that's fine.
Once they give up on the Federation altogether, because the original series, they were on their 5-year mission. So,
no, I know, but it's in essence, the reason why they're on the mission, the reason that they're in the academy, they went to the academy, everything is because they kind of agree with the ideology of the Federation.
Yeah.
And it's so... I mean, I must admit, like, new Generation, Picard and all that, it's right in the forefront. Like, the Prime Directive is even more important in that film because moral and ethical questions come up all the time. And this one, it's really basic ideology. It's like,
I mean, the Federation
like,
became
good,
more...
bad. Good, bad. Good, bad.
I mean, the Federation...
Oh, the bad guy betrayed you. Oh, my God, the bad guy betrayed you. You know, it's just like, obviously he would.
It's very... It's not cartoonish, but it's very step by step. Like, you kind of know what's going to happen from one step to the other in this movie, but it didn't bother me. Like, there's a lot of stuff in this movie I'm like, okay, that's inconsistent. It's just like, why did you cut to black? How did you get Khan back on the ship?
Yeah.
Like, with an uppercut.
Khan...
Shuriken?
They did this in Iron Man as well. It's ability versus circumstance, which is, I hate it, because it's this idea that Khan can take a stun shot at one point in the film, but he can't in another part of the film. He can take 5 at one point, or he can do this at one point, but then he couldn't do it at another point. And it's like, well, you've established certain abilities that Khan has being genetically enhanced. But then he loses it, or he doesn't lose it, and he gets
it's inconsistent.
And they did it in Iron Man as well with the
exploding
the,
people,
the fire breathing, you know, stuff. And
I'm finding it
annoying.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
I've got one final point.
Okay,
sorry, one final point.
Yeah,
and it's a consistent thing throughout all the different episodes we've done so far, which is that 12A right? I'm sure there's an equivalent in America in a lot of different markets, right? 12A is
PG-13, isn't it?
Yeah, something. It's an equivalent to PG-13, and you can go in as long as you've got parental guidance and stuff like that.
But you want to see a guy crush another guy's head,
yeah,
then bring your kids.
Well, no, but you don't. No, but this is the point.
You still hear it.
You don't see these things, right? They edit it to hell, right? So that they
just cut to reactions.
Any kind of blood, any kind of actual death scene is mutilated because they can't show it in a 12A, and they probably a lot of the time they will shoot it so that it will have a lot of these things, and then when it gets to censorship, they'll cut it, and then
it's like with Iron Man 3, even was a 12A.
Yeah,
and it didn't do
everything we watch is a fucking 12A.
It felt moment. Like that's why it felt mostly like a cartoon, and then suddenly he goes, "Don't be a pussy."
Yeah,
and it's just like, "Whoa, you were allowed to do this."
But anyway, so I'm getting really annoyed with 12As.
Yeah,
really annoyed.
Me too.
It's one shining light in all of that was Judge Dredd, which was an 18 and was blood gore fest, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
not rightly so. It was like
I like how that's become now the like the what do you call it, the
exception.
No, it's become like that step.
Yeah,
where it's just like we refer back to it because it was cool when it happened. Like it's so rare now to see an 18. Action movie.
Exactly.
Like sci-fi, especially.
I'm getting annoyed with it.
Dread comes out, it's 18, it's really good, and we always remember it. Like, we're thinking back to it, like, it was 10 years ago. It's just like, oh, remember when Dread was 18? It shouldn't be like that.
No, I know.
But this back in the day, Terminator was 18,
yeah.
RoboCop was 18, yeah. Batman Returns was 15, at least.
But there's things that they would do in the series, any Star Trek series, that they won't do in this film. That's how fucked up 12A is, by the way.
Although in the original series, they wouldn't crush heads with their bare hands.
No, but
that was literally the only moment where it was just like,
yeah! Yeah, okay. No, I understand that bit. But any kind of swearing.
Oh, yeah.
Any kind of blood. Although they do
swear, surprisingly.
No, but like, if anyone gets hit, it's not like a burn mark with gore. It's just, I fell over.
Did you see when they bleep? When Scotty's about to say shit. And he goes, shh. And then they do that joke where the door opens and he goes, shh.
Yeah. Which is a good joke.
It's a good joke.
But you know why they've done it.
Exactly.
Which is for censorship reasons. What they should have done is they should have done that. And then you hear in the background just, shit.
honestly, with Star Trek is not something I need it to be 15 or 18. Like Star Trek.
No, it's just when they edit, where you can clearly see you've edited that.
Sure. Yeah.
So that you don't show the hit or the or the death.
When there's a moment that needs to be bloody and horrible, it should be allowed to be that. Even if it's just that one scene where he crushes the guy's head and you've got blood on his hands and shit.
And
I'd want to see that.
And to show like I'm a male chauvinistic pig.
He is.
There's no sex in this film. And I hate you and I hate to say it, but sex is important in films. Either way, I mean you can talk about gender politics and all that kind of stuff and fine, whatever. And you can say, oh, it needs to be this way or another way. Fine. But there is no sex in this film.
Yeah, I mean Star Trek the original series, it was all implied.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna update the show, at least update that part of it. Yeah. Although it might piss off some people. Like, they'd be like, oh, why is this so, like, gratuitous?
But I think they've gone too far a different way. Yeah. It's okay to have some seduction and sexiness to a character and to have Kirk be... Because there is a moment where you think, oh, there might be a bit of a relationship between two characters that isn't just bickering.
You just see her in her underwear for, like...
Yeah. A moment, it's which
completely useless.
Yeah, it's just pointless. You didn't even need that scene.
No,
it would have been nice to see Kirk, kind of in a pursuit kind of way. I don't mind that kind of stuff. To be honest, I don't mind that kind of
stuff. They make him more like playfully kind of flirtatious, but they don't really develop him having a relationship with someone else.
You don't necessarily need the women to just bow down to him. I get all that. I get like how the
series... Only alien women
do that. I know, but I get how the series is a bit kind of like that in a sense. You know,
this is the Phantom Menace of podcasts.
And no, that's not a good thing to say.
I know. But still, you know, you watch it and it's something.
I recently rewatched episode 3.
Hey.
It's so bad.
Is it?
It's just so bad. That's like the best one.
No.
The first one, like episode 1 out of the bad 3, is probably better. Only because... What? No, the reason why I say Phantom Menace is better, only for the one fight scene.
It's not that good. It kind of sucks.
No, that fight scene with Darth Maul, right, is, and the music that goes with that, but the only redeeming feature of the whole thing.
Yeah, but the whole opening action scene of, you know, episode 3 is quite fun. It's like huge. There's like pew, pew, pew.
I don't care. It's like when I think about Star Wars, what do I care about? I care about Jedis and the lightsabers and...
You suck.
That.
No. Dude, Phantom Menace, rewatch it. Feel the pain.
No, I know it's shit. It is so, so bad. I'm just saying, for that one scene where it's, you know, Ewan McGregor, Liam...
But there's like 10,000 other scenes in episode 3 that are better.
I disagree. Like, in episode 3, the Ewan McGregor, Darth Vader, whatever you want to call him.
Darth Vader.
That fight scene, really crap in comparison.
You're harsh.
I'm harsh because it becomes sillier and sillier and sillier.
No, that one was actually darker than the others.
No, anyway.
It's still not very good. But anyway.
We're completely off topic.
I know. Yes, we don't even have a topic. We haven't even started.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, this is episode 6. We're not going to be talking about Star Wars at all. Because there's no reason to talk about it. We just started talking about it randomly.
Except they're going to make more.
Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get to that shit eventually. So that was our show. This was the 8th. No, I'm joking.
Oh my god, we weren't recording. Oh.
Anyway, let's start. Let's start this shit. God damn it.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have to edit this shit.
I know. Bastard. That's it. We're done. I release you.